And here we go, coming into the last quarter of day one. Day one has been good for us, Rob.
I think so, and we saved,
considering everything.
I think we saved a really interesting person for this last segment.
I think we did. We have Brian Olena, who is EAA manager, Young Eagles and Youth Pathways. Brian, thank you so much for coming today. You've got some really big news.
Well, thanks, Amy. Thanks, Rob. Glad to be here. Yeah, we're going to celebrate our 2 millionth Young Eagle this Thursday.
2 million?
Absolutely.
That's astounding.
A lot of kids over the years. So
tell people that might not know with the Young Eagles program, those three people that don't know.
Yeah.
Three here, yeah.
Tell them a little bit about what that's about.
Well, back in 1992, EAA started a program to give every kid 8 through 17 in this country a flight in a general aviation aircraft. And the goal was to reach 1 million by 2003, which was the anniversary of the Wright Brothers flight. And we did that, reached 1 million by 2003, and then decided to continue on. So this year we're celebrating, it's our 24th year, and we're celebrating 2 million Young Eagles.
Wow.
All done by volunteer pilots all over the world, actually. We've flown them in actually about 70 countries, but the U.S. and Canada are the two primary countries that fly the Young Eagles.
Now, What kind of aircraft are these Young Eagles, these youngsters getting their first flight? And it really is, you try to make it their first flight.
We do try to make it the first flight, but it's not always. And especially nowadays, it's maybe the first flight in the GA aircraft.
Fair enough.
But nowadays, kids fly. You know, when we were growing up, if you had an airliner ride, that was pretty cool. But nowadays, every kid rides an airliner. So this is the kids that can fly in any kind of airplane we have. They can be home-built, they can be light sport aircraft. We're EAA, so obviously experimental, fair number of them are flown in experimental. But the two biggest airplanes, obviously, are the Pipers and the Cessnas that the people own, and they donate their time and their aircraft, and they fly the kids.
Do you have any trouble finding kids that want to go for a ride?
No, we don't. But with the aging pilot population, it's always nice to get more pilots involved. So we're always looking for more pilots. Any EAA member can do that. If you're a EAA member and you're a pilot, we offer the pilots $1 million liability insurance automatically when you fly Young Eagles as a EAA member. We have a very basic list of things they need to do to become a pilot. There's no cost. We provide all the information and materials, and we just ask that you give them a safe ride, and we have guidelines as to how to do that.
Now, the kids, they sign up. Does their name go in the logbook still?
It will. Yes, absolutely. And we give them a logbook, a small logbook. That logbook that we give them, it's endorsed by the pilot, and it allows them to have a free student membership in EAA till they're 19. It also gives them a Sporty's Learn to Fly course free of charge, a $200 value that they can get a private pilot ground school out of the way. It's really a pretty cool course. We also pay for their first flight lesson through a flight instructor. And when they pass the FAA written, we will reimburse them for that, which now it's $165 in some places to take the FAA written, all because they had a free flight. We also have flight training scholarships available.
You know, it's interesting because I know you and I spoke a couple of months ago when we were first starting to organize this, and I said, you know, I've wanted to do this for a long time, and I started the process, but I don't think I even realized all the benefits there were for a Young Eagle to come out and do that.
Right. Yeah, it is great. And we offer a lot to the kids. So we really encourage, a lot of people say, well, I give, you know, flights to kids in airplanes. Well, that's true. You do. And we appreciate that. But what we don't get from you, or what the kid doesn't get, is the free student membership and Sporties and all the other programs.
Well, I mean, if we have 2 million coming up, is someone already thinking about 3 million?
Well, that's a ways down the road, probably after my retirement, but then somebody probably will, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and does anybody, I don't know how, if someone's listening right now, who knows where, and they don't know about Young Eagles, and they say, gee, how would I find a Young Eagles person at my airport to see if there is one around?
Sure. Right on our Young Eagle webpage. You can do youngeagles.org or through the EAA webpage on the Young Eagles page. You can find a lot more information there about the program, how to find a flight. We also have a section on there as to how to volunteer to become a pilot.
Yeah. Do you ever keep an eye on how many of those folks that went for that first ride actually go on to become pilots?
We data match with the FAA. What's a little challenging is some of the issues that we have is that it's a challenge to data match a younger child from years ago where we don't have a lot of current data on them. And the FAA requires that we have current up-to-date address and a full name. Well, if you're a young lady and you've been married in the last 10 years, you may not have the same name. If you've moved, we can't match you. So, but we've verified 22,000 kids that we know that were young eagles under 39, which would be about the oldest person you could. The first year you could be a young eagle and be the oldest young eagle at that point. We found about 22,000 that already have some type of pilot's license.
Okay, wow. So you might be able to extrapolate from that. That's about, what, 2%?
Well, it would be a lot higher than that because you got to remember, we found virtually no women in there. We know there's a
percentage. You know they're there, yeah.
We also have sketchy data from early on because so many of the kids in the first 10 years aren't at the same home that they lived at back then.
Right.
So nearly all of them that we found were from 2000 on.
Very
interesting.
So,
you know, that eliminates the first 10 years almost of the program. So
which eliminates the first million.
Almost a million, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. That's really incredible. And, I mean, what kinds of comments do you hear from,
well,
not even the kids, but the parents?
Well, the parents love it.
They're there to watch what the kids.
Absolutely. A lot of the kids, you know, they say, well, our kid had no direction, and now that's what they want to do, and they do everything they can to try to be, you know, a pilot. So a lot of them have come back for second and third flights, which we don't discourage. There's nothing wrong with that. Have another flight if you're that encouraged. But what I would like to encourage everybody to do is come out on Thursday. We're going to fly our 2 millionth young eagle. Some guy named Harrison Ford, you may have heard of.
Oh,
he was
right.
Our press
Some
chairman.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He's coming in. He's going to fly our 2 millionth young eagle, and that'll happen at 2:15 on Boeing Plaza. We're going to take a big group photo, kind of like the women
venture.
Photo that they take. We're going to take that type of photo just before at 1:30 on the ramp in front of the aircraft we're going to be flying. And then one of our long-term volunteers, Fred Stadler, who's flown over 6,600 young eagles, is going to fly the 2 millionth. Yeah, fly the 2 million and one young eagle. So it's really exciting.
Fabulous.
And he's representing volunteers from all over.
So, you know, the big question on everybody's mind is going to be, will Harrison Ford be taking him or her for a ride in the Millennium Falcon, or?
Afraid not. It might be a beaver that he's brought with him.
I see. Okay. Well, I guess people can take it down for
that.
You
got a choice of airplanes of flying.
I actually think that's a pretty cool airplane.
I think it is.
But that other comment, 6,600 kids that somebody took.
Fred Stadler, one of our volunteers, long-term volunteers, he flies regularly. He flies almost every day during the summer. It's 6,600 young eagles he's flown.
Wow. And what part of the country is he located in?
Well, actually, he's a volunteer here in Oshkosh. That's one thing. He's been here at EA for years helping out as a volunteer, and he's constantly flying. He never stops.
Now, do you regularly find yourself encouraging kids that you meet along the way saying, hey, have you been up for a ride?
Oh, absolutely. Always ask. It's almost standard. It's what I do. I was a young eagle volunteer before I came on staff 7 years ago, and it's just what I do. I love giving kids rides. I love encouraging them to consider aviation. My whole career has been in aviation, so it's always nice to encourage people.
Do you find that kids are as excited about airplanes and that sort of thing as they used to be? We all hear that, kids just aren't that interested because they have Game Boys. Actually, I'm dating myself with Game Boy. But
well, you're right, Rob. There's a lot of things pulling against kids nowadays that, you know, to do different things to do. When we were kids, we were more mechanical, more hands-on, and airplanes appealed to that group of people. Nowadays, there's so many things that are electronic, and they want instant gratification. So there is a little bit of a issue there of too many things to do. But when you find that kid that the aviation clicks, whether it's your own kid or somebody else's kids or kids you've seen at a rally, you can tell. And they're very excited about it, and it's always fun to have them do well in aviation.
Wow. I mean, Amy, do you recommend Young Eagles to anybody you know?
Absolutely. We used to be with the public school system, and they would let us come in, and we had some EAA members who were working on projects that you could pretty easily put on a trailer, and we actually brought the project to the school.
It
was easier. The funding involved in trying to get a bus and get the kids to the airport was so onerous that we said, well, we'll just bring it to them. And that really worked out well. We also did the wing rib building experiment that they do
the
right
hands-on.
Over here, the hands-on. And so we had a second grade classroom where each child built a rib, and then we strung the ribs together and we wrapped them in Mylar so they would be able to see
like
their
a wing then. Sure.
Yeah, made it look like a wing. That was a great project. And these are all things that individual EAA chapters can do.
Absolutely.
On top of the Young Eagles program, maybe the big day in June, or a lot of chapters will do young eel rides at their pancake breakfast.
Exactly.
Once
that's very
a month.
Common. Absolutely.
That's a great way to do it. And so they just kind of keep a general advertisement out to the community. So one other thing we did is we worked an incentive program through some of the elementary schools where the principal could award a Young Eagles flight to a child who had good behavior or perfect attendance.
Sure.
And they turned out to be an airline captain.
Yeah. Well, you know
you
what?
Never know.
They might not turn out
because
to be
they showed
an
up
airline
on time.
Captain.
Okay.
But one of the things we know is that they do like aviation.
And that's important.
They turn out to like general aviation. So even if you get 2 million rides and you get, 20,000 pilots, you still get another 1.5 million that like us now. And that's really important.
It is.
And so, the parents.
Yeah. So
and
Brian,
it really brings the parents involved, gets them involved where
absolutely.
They might not have thought about it.
So we're coming up to the point where I want you to tell people where they can get more information on site at the show.
Absolutely.
For Young Eagles.
We're located in the Discover Aviation Center, which is on the four corners there at the EAA's tent. It's called Discover Aviation. We have information about our youth program, Young Eagles, but we also have our Eagle Flight, our adult program that we started, and we're happy to answer information there. And youngeagles.org, you can get it all online as well.
Youngeagles.org. That is fabulous. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time to come in with us today on Attitude Adjustment here on EAA Radio 96.5 FM and 1210 AM.